People have come to know it as the Oso Landslide. Some think the town has been wiped off the face of the earth. But this town, that few had heard of just a few weeks ago, is still standing. And the slogan, Oso Strong, has gone around the world. KUW's Carolyn Adolph takes us there.
Oso is just east of Arlington, on a road that opens to a green valley. The Stillaguamish River winds south of the town, and then it snakes north to the disaster site. Oso used to be a peaceful place, a logging town. Not now. Dozens of emergency vehicles are parked around the fire station on the outskirts of town. People are shouting and waving signs. Beyond there, the town itself remains intact. There's a sawmill and a chapel. The general store has been closed for years. The town's pastor, Gary Ray, says the local economy is depressed.
Well, that's one of the problems. There is no industry here. It was logging, it was dairy, but those industries are not strong anymore.
People who live in Oso tend to work out of town, in North Seattle, Everett, and elsewhere in the region. Few people are home during the day.
Nobody knew Oso. Our smartphones corrected the word Oso all the time.
Nicole Stinson has lived here for generations.
We lost our post office, I don't know what, in 1930-something or something like that. And, you know, the town burnt down in the 1900s. And just the general store has been out of commission for 2 years.
She lives just down the street from it. Her veranda is lined with dirty boots. Family members have been working at the slide every day since the disaster wiped out the Steelhead neighborhood, several miles down the road. Stinson says she's the 12th generation in this area. Her grandchildren make it the 14th. Her family's not the only one.
Oh, gosh, some of the families go way back.
It's a community suffering a major loss. People from the outside are coming into the town to help. At the chapel, Joanne Fitzgerald is one of them.
We're coming up to do the chaplaincy work and to help people debrief and deal with all those kind of things because there's so much trauma.
And it's not just helpers. Media and the curious have descended as well. But the desire to care for their own is strong here. Nicole Stinson says they're private people who are in pain.
We're protective the same way anybody would be protective. Your natural instinct to your best friend who's grieving or your family member who's grieving and lost their homes. The whole wide world right now is looking at Oso. We're in a fishbowl here.
Stinson says many people in Oso haven't cried yet. Her family is safe. She hasn't cried.
I don't feel like I have the right to cry yet. I would embarrass myself to cry.
That's because of the courage of the people who have been hurt by this disaster, like Seth Jeffords, who lost his wife and grandchild.
And he, day one, was out there looking for his wife and his granddaughter and his daughter with him until they found him.
Stinson says there are great stories yet to be told. But it's hard to talk about it while you're still living it.
There are amazing stories of heroism. There's amazing stories of survival, of American ingenuity, community. All of that is there. But these are our stories right now. Not the world's stories.
She says they can become the world's stories after the immediate crisis is past. That resolve to protect those grieving and to put on muddy boots to aid the recovery every day, that's Oso Strong. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.